Wednesday morning. Evan Bray, great to have you here. Hopefully your day's off to a great start. And I'll tell you, to help it along, we've got a great morning planned. We got a full show for you today. Coming up at 9 o'clock, as always, we will open up the phone lines. We got a few things to talk about. It's been a day since Mark Carney revealed his cabinet. You've had time to digest it a little bit. Yes, I reacted swiftly to the Stephen Guilbeau thing yesterday. I admit, I know some people were like, Evan, you went off the rails a little bit there. I think there's some positions that are better than I would have expected. Some maybe not as good. That's the reflection we'll have on Mark Carney's cabinet. You will have a chance to join that conversation. Is there an argument? Some are making it. Some are making it from a conservative standpoint that the NDP should be granted official party status in the House. There's a bit of strategy involved there. I'm curious to know your thoughts. And by the way, should Donald Trump accept this gift of the $400 million plane from the royal family of Qatar? That and many more topics of discussion on Open Lines later on, just after 9. Saskatchewan's Minister of Justice will join us for a check-in. Everything from the wildfires in the province to when the marshals will start, to what's happening with that federal firearm confiscation. Where are things at there? The great Kim Coates, Saskatchewan, Saskatoon actor. I always joke from Circle Drive to Hollywood Boulevard. You knew him as Tig in Sons of Anarchy, Brigham Young in American Primeval. Now he's got a brand new series with a twisted character. We'll chat with Kim Coates later in his Step into the Walking Dead series. Of course, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener coming up at 11 o'clock. So let's get going with today's big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome.
Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, the big talker.
Well, since the election, I would suggest there's been a number of critical steps where the country will assess Mark Carney on, okay, how's this guy going to be? What's he going to be like as a leader? Certainly that meeting with Donald Trump was one of them. Yesterday was another. The revealing of his cabinet, what it's going to look like, everything from the size to the distribution of his cabinet is up for conversation. And we have been talking about it. We talked about it a fair bit yesterday on the show. Saskatchewan's lone Liberal representative, Buckley Belanger, will be serving as one of 10 secretaries of state. He's got the rural development portfolio. Some saying, hey, that's great for Saskatchewan. Others saying, yeah, I think the jury's still out on whether or not the relationship between the feds and our province will be better. I'm happy to have a guy back on Canadian soil, our friend Warren Kinsella, who has been on this program many times, Ontario-based lawyer, author, consultant, political commentator. He was a special advisor to Prime Minister Chrétien, always someone that I'm happy to have on the show, and he joins us by phone this morning, fresh back from Israel. What was the trip like going over there, Warren?
It was something else. We were there to shoot a documentary. We're doing a documentary about the propaganda war against Israel and against the West. So we were all over the country in the kibbutzim and, you know, talking to people who survived the Hamas attacks. That was very powerful and emotional. And when we were leaving, the Houthi ballistic missile penetrated the Iron Dome that Israel has over the country and landed beside the terminal I was flying out of. So that kind of delayed my departure.
Wow.
But it was amazing seeing the Israelis react to that. You know, if that had happened in Saskatoon or Toronto, you know, the province would have been shut down.
Mm-hmm.
The Israelis had flights flying out a few hours later. You know, they cleaned the shrapnel off the road leading up to the airport, and they kept going about their lives. And it really shows how they are, and they live a very different life than what we are used to here in North America.
That'll be a great documentary. When is it going to be done and out, Warren?
It's called The Campaign. It'll be out towards the end of this year. So it's, you know, got to go to Sundance and Cannes and all those different places for the debut. And so that'll be kind of cool. I've never done anything like this before. So I was the journalist going around and interviewing people, and people have lots of interesting things to say.
That's awesome. We'll obviously have lots of time to talk more about that in the future. Okay, I haven't actually had you on the show since the Liberals won the election, but I want to dive into the cabinet shuffle. What did you make of the appointments yesterday? Good, bad, indifferent, everything from the size to the names.
I thought it was more than a shuffle. Like, a shuffle usually is, you know, you can move around two people in your cabinet. That's a shuffle. This felt like an earthquake to me. Like, he, Carney has got 24 new people in the cabinet. 13 of them have never even been an MP before. So that is what I think, you know, two things. The good news for him is if he wanted to project newness, you know, if he wanted to say to the rest of us, I'm not Justin Trudeau, I've got a new look and a new government, you know, mission accomplished. The potential bad news for him is that's a lot of inexperience. That's a lot of people who have never worked at that level before, you know, quite frankly, running the most powerful, the most significant institution in Canada, which is the government of Canada. Mm-hmm. Like 13 newcomers, including some in, you know, portfolios that are significant portfolios like energy or the environment. The people that are in those two posts, we don't know anything about them or how they're going to be. And, you know, for the West and for Canada, that's important.
Warren Kinsella is my guest. So let's talk about the environment. Let's talk about, I kind of self-admittedly said this morning, I went down a bit of a wormhole yesterday. Stephen Guilbeault has become a lightning rod, certainly in Western Canada. So seeing him sitting in the front row at Rideau Hall yesterday when the appointments were happening was a bit of a, oh, you're kidding me, to people in Western Canada. And it appears he still may be tied or at least fairly close to that environmental portfolio. What do you make of this Western alienation, Western separation, and what needs to happen to try and pull this together? Are we on the right course?
Well, I am a Westerner. I, you know, was raised in Calgary, as you know, and I worked in the oil patch, and I believe in Canadian oil and gas. I believe in Canadian energy. I believe that we are a resource country, and it's stupid to leave our resources in the ground. So I've objected to a lot of the Liberal policies during the Trudeau era. I saw the appointment of the Goldman Sachs guy as a good sign at Energy. I was concerned about the appointment of the Liberal backbench MP to the environment portfolio. She's basically a New Democrat. I don't think she's a Liberal at all. So that is a bit of a worrying sign. I think that, you know, is Alberta, well, let's put it this way. Scott Moe, I think, is a lot more smart than Danielle Smith. You know, he knows that it's a growing sentiment in the West, but he's not encouraging it. Danielle Smith is. And my view with separation, you know, I say this as a guy, I was born in Quebec. We had to leave Quebec, my family, because of separatists. I hate separatists. I don't want to break up this country. I think we got the best country in the world. So I am not impressed by what Danielle Smith is doing. But if you've got objections, as Scott Moe does, you do it the way he's doing it. You try and be cooperative, try to be conciliatory. And, you know, so how does Carney react? Instead of summoning all the premiers out to Ottawa, he says, no, I'm going to come to you. So they're coming to Saskatoon for the premiers meeting. Mm-hmm. That's a good first start.
What else do you think will be, you know, we always say proof is in the pudding. What else will be steps that Carney could take and maybe I'll go push you even further, Warren, is likely to take that will signal a shift in ideology?
Well, he killed the carbon tax. Good start. Now he needs to kill C-69, right? That is a signature piece of legislation of the Justin Trudeau era. That's got to be stopped because that's bad for the industry. It's bad for Western Canada. Well, it's not just bad for Western Canada. It's bad for Atlantic Canada, too. So that has got to change. And we've got to, and then the harder part, that's the easy part. The harder part is, you know, our reliance on the United States market has been a big part of our problem. And, you know, that's why we've got a trade deficit with the United States is mainly because of Western Canada energy. We've got to get our product to other markets. So I was very happy this week to see that we're starting to open up other markets in the world to LNG. That's something that needed to happen under Trudeau. He shut that down. So, you know, Carney, I'm not even going to say so far so good. Carney, I'm saying somewhat optimistic, cautiously optimistic. He's got to know, like he's got to know that we have to change the way we've been doing things with Canadian energy. That, I think, would satisfy reasonable Westerners. You know, the idiots who want to separate all the time is like, good luck to you. Move to the States. I don't care. You're never going to satisfy people like that, whether they're in Quebec or in Alberta. But, you know, we need to change the way we're doing business within Canada, but also outside Canada.
There are a number. Warren Kinsella is my guest. There are a number of cabinet appointments that we saw yesterday who were well-known people. Take Chrystia Freeland. Take Melanie Joly. These are names that we've gotten to know over the last number of years. How impactful can simply a new leader be? And you've worked closely with federal governments in the past. How impactful can a new leader be in changing the direction and the tone from some of those voices that we've been hearing a pretty regular scripted message from over the last 9 years?
It's everything, you know, but it's everything in a case of a guy like Carney, who's got experience as the former governor of the Bank of Canada. He knows how government works. You know, he was there for years working with Stephen Harper. Harper spoke very highly of him. So Carney knows, you know, where the washrooms are. So I think those ministers, even if they were Trudeau ministers, if they want to stay in cabinet and if they want to have a political future, they've got to pay attention to the cues that Carney's giving to them. You know, there was one time I was going on TV when Chrétien was prime minister, was during the campaign, and I said to John Ray, our, you know, campaign manager, on, I can't remember what the issue was. I said to him, Johnny, like, I don't know what to say. And he just looked at me and says, say what the leader says, then you won't get in trouble. And so that's what I did. But it was good advice. And, you know, that's what these ministers need to do. Mm-hmm. Is there's a new boss. There's a new guy in charge. We're under new management in the Liberal Party of Canada. And you cannot do the same things that Trudeau did, because that's what got the Liberal Party down to 16 percentage points in the polls at the month of January.
We've only got a couple minutes left, Warren, but I'm curious. Mark Carney talked yesterday after the cabinet appointments were done about being a government for all of Canada, including those that didn't vote for them. Then we heard from Pierre Poilievre, who, you know, after talking about the appointments, said that the Conservative opposition is going to be as important now with this government as they were ever before. How likely is it that the Liberal government will be able to function without forming a coalition? Will they be able to find some common ground to get some work done in the House?
They have to. They have to. And, you know, this is something I believed before the election. I was in favor of some kind of coalition government or a war cabinet because of the threat that we were facing from Trump's administration and bringing Pierre Poilievre into government, you know, bringing people in who believed in this country and the greatness of this country to work together as, you know, a common front. We've seen what happens when Danielle Smith breaks away from the pack and starts talking about separation and so on. Donald Trump seizes on that, and he tries to exacerbate our divisions and our differences. We got to hang together, or we're going to hang separately. So I really, really hope that Carney means it when he says that he wants to work with the opposition. And Poilievre said the same thing. Poilievre said, I'm not going to just oppose every single thing that the government does. I'm going to work with them when I have to work with them. So both of them are sending out the right signal so far.
Warren Kinsella is my guest. Two rapid-fire questions for you as we say goodbye. Will the NDP be granted official party status?
Nope, I don't think so. It's in the Conservatives' interest that they are. As my friend Brian Nitley pointed out, the Conservatives need the NDP to come back if they ever have any hope of defeating the Liberals. It's the Liberals, it's not in their interest to give them party status. And I still think Carney's going to poach a couple of them so that he gets himself a majority.
He says he won't. He said yesterday he wouldn't cross or try to lure people across the floor, but I guess we'll see. Quick question. Should Donald Trump accept the $400 million plane from the royal family in Qatar?
No, it's corrupt. It's corrupt according to the emoluments clause in the U.S. Constitution. It is a corrupt move. And quite apart from that, Qatar is the funder of Hamas. Mm. So you're basically taking money in a Trojan horse in the form of a plane from the people who fund Hamas and house Hamas. And my friends in Israel, they're really upset about this, and they're really questioning their relationship with the Donald Trump administration.
Warren, always appreciate you stopping by. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, my friend.
Warren Kinsella, Ontario-based lawyer, but as he proudly will point out, spent a good chunk of his life in the West, in Calgary, working in the oil industry. He's an author, he's a consultant, political commentator, and we always appreciate having him on our program. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Thanks again to Warren Kinsella for stopping by and sparking our conversation on Mark Carney's cabinet. We will continue the conversation with you coming up just after 9 o'clock. Phone lines officially open. Even my mention of the plane being gifted to the United States has sparked a good conversation on the text line, which I like. So we've got a variety of things to talk about. Phone and text lines are officially open. 1-877-332-8255. The cabinet shuffle to the plane being gifted to the U.S., NDP being granted official party status. Whatever you want to chat about, that's where we'll go next here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.